This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, plus all around America and around the world, too, via the satellite. And our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail, keeping America moving today. And also to our Uber, our Lyft, our taxi, and our bus drivers for keeping America rolling along. Thanks for what you do. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and also host of the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And boy, do we need a lot more of that right now, Frank, because we had a horrible incident at 8:41 our time, 5:41 local time, Gilroy, California, when all hell broke loose at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. And here's the police chief telling us about it.
This is one of those press conferences you never want to have to give in your community, and it's sort of a nightmare that you hope you never have to live in reality, but unfortunately we find ourselves in the circumstances where we have to live this today. I'm going to give you some brief information with the information that I have right now. We have literally dozens of officers working on this as we speak. So a lot more information will be coming to light throughout the evening and into the morning tomorrow. And as we have additional information to share, we'll push out through our social media platforms, and we'll set up another press conference so that we can share that information with you. This incident tonight started at about 5:41 p.m. There were reports of shooting on the north side of the Garlic Festival area. Officers were in that area and engaged the suspect in less than a minute. The suspect was shot and killed. It appears as if though they had come into the festival via the creek which borders a parking area, and they used some sort of a tool to cut through the fence to be able to gain access through the secure fence line, and that's how they got into the festival area itself. We have one suspect we know that is down. We have some witnesses reporting that there may have been a second suspect, but we don't know if that suspect was engaged in any shooting or whether they may have been in some sort of a support role for the person that we have accounted for. We have at least 15 people injured. We have four fatalities that we know of, including the suspect.
All right, I'm going to stop it there because he used the word they four times in his conversation. Did you hear him?
Yeah, and then that tells you they've got a little more information than they're releasing.
That's so, correct. Mm-hmm. Now,
you know, this is one of those times where you got to wait for the facts to come out and not speculate.
So. Right, but I will speculate this much, and I believe I'm correct. At the very least, this is a domestic terrorist incident because of the way the individual was dressed and the type of weapon that he had.
Well, of course, it's a terror incident because it has to do with a mass number of people being assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is the person who did it is a sick SOB.
Mm-hmm.
Or the persons who did it are sick SOBs.
Right.
And, you know, when it comes to these types of shootings, the media is going to dissect this every which way but Sunday and get into a whole bunch of preaching modes about how we have to do preventative this and preventative that. The anti-gun campaign is going to come out saying, obviously, an assault weapon was used.
Well, that's what they said.
It's an assault weapon if you're assaulting people, so mm-hmm. Knock it off with that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to give a lot of publicity to these sorts of things unless it's proven that it was an act of terror by a foreign nation or a foreign entity meant to come against the country to cause havoc,
mm-hmm.
because it gives fuel for other sick SOBs to think that they can get the glory and the notoriety in doing something like this. So let's wait to see what the facts are. And if there is something we can do to prevent it that doesn't trample on the Constitution, we should do it. Otherwise, we have to understand that as a society, especially as a large society like the United States is, that every now and then, sick people are going to do stupid and grotesque things like this.
That's right.
To try and sit there and say this can never happen again is to be naive, because... Mm. People, there are evil people in the world.
Yeah, and my mind right away went to San Bernardino when that married couple down there did what mm-hmm. they did. That's the first place it went when I heard what was going on there.
Well, you look at San Bernardino, look at Vegas, look at any place there's a mass shooting, even in high schools.
Mm-hmm.
These people are troubled individuals. If they're not ideologically motivated because of a hatred for the American people, it's because they've got psychological issues.
Yep.
You know, so if you're a family member and you've got somebody who's troubled in your family, don't ignore them. Engage them.
Yep.
If you're a friend of somebody who's disturbed like this and prone to it, engage them.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, also host of the Underground USA podcast. We'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment, this portion of the program, brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan has got two locations to serve you, one in Newport Richey, the other in Crystal River. And at either place, you will find out about the You Serve, You Save program that saves all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and their 911 dispatchers, too, a ton of money. Because You Serve, You Save means just exactly that. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Now, remember, you can go to MossNissan.com, MossNissan.com. Also, don't forget, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, whether it's a new vehicle or a used vehicle, certified pre-owned vehicle. So, give them a call or go to MossNissan.com. And you give them a call, the number is 727-815-3095, 727-815-3095. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because once you do that, it's a $500 discount off whatever deal you make. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is here. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Before I get started on Mr. Mueller's disaster last week, news came out yesterday that Dan Coats is leaving as the Intel director to be replaced by Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe.
Well, and I think it's a good move, because when you look at Coats' tenure as DNI, it was contentious. He went head-to-head with the president on a few things, and this is a guy who's supposed to be squarely in the president's corner when it comes to coordinating information flow between all of the intelligence agencies. So Ratcliffe is a little bit more in tune with the way Trump thinks, And I think you'll see either an effort, like over at the DOJ when Barr came on, to exact the president's will rather than needing to be combative in a swamp-like way. So I'm looking forward to having Radcliffe as the DNA.
Speaking of the swamp, we've heard over the weekend that Adam Schiff has backed off his impeachment accusations, and here's what the quote was: "Impeachment would set a bad precedent."
You think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Adam Schiff, like him or not, he tends to flip quickly in the breeze. So after Mueller was finished testifying, it was almost instantaneous that he started to backpedal, leaving rubber on the pavement. Because it wasn't going to be something that was going to be anything he could hang his hat on going into 2020. That said, they've got nothing to hang their hat on 2020, and this is why you're seeing people like Jerry Nadler continuing to rattle the saber of impeachment, because they have to keep that echo in their base's mind, otherwise their base is going to shatter.
Well, Senator Patty Murray, the Democrat from Wisconsin, or from Washington, rather.
Washington.
Yeah, the number three Senate Democrat, has urged her House Democratic colleagues to begin impeachment inquiries.
Well, and that status quo with the left coast, Washington, Oregon, California, where we'll all sit there, Schiff is going to be the quote-unquote voice of reason in the land of insanity. So they're going to keep rattling the impeachment thing because they want to keep investigations going, which is Nadler's task now. You can almost hear Nancy Pelosi saying keep the pressure on, because they've got nothing. They've accomplished nothing since they've taken over the House.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. So what are they going to campaign on? Promises? A promise from a
free
Democrat
stuff. Free stuff, Frank. Free stuff.
There's no substance to any of these things. A congresswoman can go out and talk about free stuff all they want. A president can go out and talk about free stuff all he wants. A candidate for the presidency can go out and talk about free stuff all they want.
Yep.
They can't do anything about it because it takes an act of a total Congress and then the will of the executive branch to sign any of this stuff into law. So people, please stop being drawn in with the I can change taxes. I can give you free stuff. I can change these massive promises that these candidates make. It's a collaborative effort that has to be in sync in order for anything to change. So it's got to be a wave. You look at a candidate that's talking about wave change and an ideological direction change, that's the person to look to.
And an ABC Ipsos poll yesterday confirms the fact that the Mueller testimony did not move the needle when it came to impeachment and the average Joe out there.
I'm going to go with what Nancy Pelosi said, which I know is kind of weird because everything Nancy Pelosi said is a little half-cocked. But she said it perfectly. We expected nothing to come from this, but to put the report back into the spotlight and put it back into people's minds in the forefront. That's the only thing that the Democrats wanted for this, because it's the only thing they have, is an investigation into, it's like a bad Seinfeld episode, an investigation into nothing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to Frank Silvato. He's the managing editor of the New Media Journal, also the host of the Underground USA podcast. Now, at one time, you didn't live very far away from Baltimore, correct?
No, I lived in Annapolis, yeah. My ex-wife worked in Baltimore, yeah.
And you were in and out of Baltimore fairly frequently, right?
Yeah, it was back then. There were still a lot of areas in Baltimore that were nice places to go.
But those places that were nice places to go are anything but right now, for the most part, because we're finding out, as the president tweeted, and he continues his attacks on Baltimore, people are stepping up, including the mayor of Baltimore, saying, yes, we do have some very depressed, and she called them depressed, very depressed areas in Baltimore. Actually, they're freaking filth pits, dens of iniquity. And then one woman came out and was on television, a resident of Baltimore, and totally backed up the president and said, yes, it's horrible. It's horrible in certain areas of Baltimore.
even when I was living there, and then this gets back to like 2010, 2011,
mm-hmm.
The people who've lived there all their lives said there are certain famous areas of the city that they wouldn't dare go into anymore.
Right.
And then this echoed true to me, like Chicago when you talked about the south sides. And now today you have to talk about certain areas of the west sides and even the north sides that people just say, you know, patently, it's unsafe to go into those neighborhoods, especially after sundown.
The Water Street Market in Chicago. They used to find bodies just about every morning after daylight, not very far off that market. Mm-hmm.
And this is, you're talking about areas in Baltimore like the Lexington Market that are famous, going back decades for being something that the city was proud of. Now people shun away from going there because they don't want to take their life in their hands. And when you lose a city of that size to nefarious forces, be it gangs, be it organized crime, be it violence in general, you know, it's a very sad day. These were once very proud, productive, great places to live. So, you know, people of Baltimore, get rid of the status quo that's in your government there and put in some good people who aren't scared to bring about reform, and you'll see your city come back.
And now that you live in Florida, how do you feel knowing about the fact that the former Florida governor, now U.S. Senator Rick Scott, was never told about the Russian hacking going on here in Florida back in 2016?
Well, it's a little infuriating that intelligence, you know, we've got 50 separate constitutions here and 50 separate governments that run 50 separate states. The federal government has to inform people who are in leadership in states when things like this are happening. I can tell you for a fact, and I was just working at a county level out here when I was running the last campaign I was running, that there was hacking taking place coming out of Destin. It still happens today. People locally are using Russians from Destin to hack into things. So it's common knowledge out here. Why nothing's being done about it is a question that stuns everybody who wants reform and advancement here in the panhandle. So, you know, you want to have an investigation, Congress? Let's get to the bottom of this BS. So that we can have free and honest and accurate elections instead of people using foreign entities camped here under the guise of trade and marketing to affect our elections even locally.
Well, I have a thought on this. It was 2016. Barack Obama was still the president, and they thought Hillary was going to win.
There you go.
They were just looking for a little insurance.
You know, so is it here? Yeah, it is. And I'd rather see the federal government taking this kind of threat seriously. So one thing that I can agree with Mueller on in his testimony, we do have foreign interference in our elections because it's an influence of knowledge. It's influencing the media platforms and especially the social media platforms and the hacking into these things to create movement. And just look at Google and you see what happens.
All righty. Stay low and I'll see you on Friday.
Stay well,
all right, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and also the Underground USA podcast. I'm coming right back with sports, speaking of sports, and the Sports Zone guy himself, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with John
Hunt. With an update on the mass shooting in Gilroy, California, the number is now up to 4 dead and 15 injured, according to the Gilroy sheriff, who also has stated that the suspect was shot and killed on the scene. They also found a rifle that was used in the shooting, and that there may be one other person involved, a person that they are actively searching for at this time. The shooting occurred during a 3-day celebration featuring food, cooking competitions, and music that attracts more than 100,000 people. Brian Wallace was a vendor at the festival.
Three girls, like, running towards me, and they were crying, and they were just saying, like, there's shootings, and, like, I just saw, like, a whole swarm of people just running, and my brother was yelling my name out, and we just started running, like, it was scary, and hearing those gunshots.
Witnesses reported confusion and panic as shots rang out at the Gilroy Garlic Festival in the city located 80 miles southeast of San Francisco. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our buddy Donna Fiducia. She and her husband Don live up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And don't forget that WLBB 1330 is the station that they're listening to us on, and thank you very much for that, guys and gals. Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Their website is simply freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM for more, and we'll have the beach and boating forecast coming up in the next segment. Joining us right now, we have the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback Mondays and Fridays, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain. Nice being on the air with you every Monday and Friday morning. And been a very interesting weekend in sports.
Well, let's start with baseball because we had a record set by the Tampa Bay Rays, who did something that hasn't been done in how many years?
Since 1906, Captain. What a fluke. You had the Rays were up by 7 runs on Saturday and lost 10-9, okay? And then yesterday, the Sox are up by 7 runs. Pardon me.
Rays. Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays.
Yeah,
they were one game ahead of the Red Sox.
Right.
And we got to stay there. But the Blue Jays were up by
Seven
runs on us, and we came back and won 10-9.
Yep.
The ironic part is both games ended up being 10-9.
Right.
I don't see that ever happening again.
No.
That's just crazy.
That was a score.
Mm-hmm. And seven runs. Just
that was
amazing.
That was a fluke. But imagine if you were a gambler and you had something like that going.
Oh man, you're not kidding. But speaking about baseball, the standings now are really something else. I mean, the Yankees are looking pretty strong. They're seven games above the Rays. It's going to be tough to, you know, more than that, really.
The Yankees, in my opinion, are going to win that Eastern Division. I don't see anybody going by them. I really don't.
No, it's going to be difficult. And then the Dodgers, you know, out west are leading that division like there's nobody's business. And it's just kind of funny, Captain. Both franchises have a lot of money to work with. And I don't know. I'll keep being a proponent for salary cap in baseball, so there's more of a level playing field.
Well, I agree. I think there should be. And by the way, that might solve some of the problems with a stadium here, stadium there, attendance here, attendance there. Wouldn't have to pay this much money here and there and all that. And by the way, speaking of stadiums, I understand that there may be another shot at a stadium in downtown Tampa. Is that true?
They're talking about it. You know, they had the site there at Ybor. There's some shenanigans that went on there to why it didn't materialize. But I think it would have worked here in Tampa. I love St. Pete. I love the Trop, you know.
It doesn't rain indoors.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, they'd have to get a retraction.
And you're not sitting there sweating.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the corporations down there in South St. Pete, there's not a lot of big corporations. Where here in Tampa, you do have some corporations, or when people relocate here because of the great Florida tax system, that's where you want to put them. I'm sorry. You know, put it right next to Ray J. You have to do something here, or we're going to lose them.
Now, this was where I was going with this. There was a proposal to put them directly across the street from Raymond James Stadium that came up over the weekend. Now, it was said on several sports shows. It was even said on a national sports show. Don't know if it's going to go anywhere or not.
Well, I can't see why we couldn't maybe try to work something out with the Yankees in reference to that, with spring training and that, because it's good for both parties, to say the least, and I would really like to see that happen.
Now, Turn Left, Go Fast had a big...
Yeah, man. That was cool. Denny Hamlin, man, he wins again for the fifth time in his Cup career at the Pocono. He loves that place. The other crazy thing about that, Joe Gibbs Racing. And we'll get into football here in just a second. Joe Gibbs, famous Redskin football coach, won a few Super Bowls. Well, his team finished 1-2-3 with Jones and then Truex Jr., you know, coming in third. And that's the second time this year that his racing team has done that, Joe Gibbs, 1-2-3. First time was in Daytona, Captain.
Yeah.
Now they've done it here. So, very exciting for us. Had to go in overtime again, 2 weeks in a row, some overtime action in NASCAR.
Right.
Which is always fun in any sport. You love to watch that happen. So,
where do we go now, Coach?
Well, what's going to happen now is all the training camps have opened up. It's going to be a real interesting football season, to say the least, Captain. I'm very excited about it. I can't wait for the season to start. We're going to have an exhibition game next week. This week coming up, pardon me, but the Bucks and the rest of the NFL start next Friday and Saturday. So it's here. It's upon us, to say the least.
Now, I've been told they're talking about cutting back the exhibition season. Is that true?
That is very true, and they should do that, Captain. I've been a proponent of that for a long time. You only need two games. You know, back in the 70s, Captain, they used to have six preseason games and 14 games.
I remember.
But that's 20. So why not go to 18-2? Okay, and then just make it real simple. Expand the playoffs a little bit. Expand the divisions. Make it more conference play. And let's get the best teams in the playoffs and get the scheduling right and make it more competitive and fair for all parties. I think it would be great. And the paying fans get to see their guys play the whole year.
I know it's early. I know it's way early yet, but I'm hearing the name Cleveland being tossed about a lot by people who are saying, watch out for Cleveland.
Well, because Baker Mayfield had a great rookie quarterback season. Nick Chubb did very well. Running back, he's come back. They're looking good. They picked up Odell Beckham, so he's a good wide receiver. They got Landry from the Dolphins last year. tight end, University of Miami product, is looking good. The whole offense on that team is looking great. New coach Freddie Kitchens, former University of Alabama quarterback. It's going to be very interesting to see how they play. Everybody's talking Pittsburgh coming down a notch, Cincinnati not doing much. That's why that division's looking the way it is. But we'll see. Time will tell on what's going to happen there.
And the Miami Dolphins are going to win the AL East, is that right?
No. I'd love to say that, but they have a lot of rebuilding going on down there.
Buffalo's looking pretty good.
So, it's funny. Old Fitzpatrick, Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback, is battling Rosen for the starting QB job down there. So that's already a controversy going down there. They don't need any more of that. Everybody's been joking that they're trying to tank the season to get the quarterback from Alabama down there. So we'll see what happens. They've been in a transition for a lot of years down there, and it's not good. Not good for the Dolphin faithful.
So let's go back for a second, because I think they're doing the NFL training camp. I think they do their practices in the afternoon. Is that right?
So they do 2-a-days, Cap. They'll do some in the morning, do some in the afternoon. This past weekend, it was more of just one and done type of looking at some things, and they did a lot for the community, which was nice. They were giving things out for the kids going back to school. So,
well, they had a little fair going on out in the parking lot.
Exactly. They made it very fan friendly, which is great. And now they're going to get serious, though. It's going to be time. They got a couple weeks to get ready for the preseason game and see who's going to make the final cut and who isn't. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens first game of the year against San Francisco 49ers. See how Garoppolo does with the Niners coming back off of his surgery. And John Lynch comes back to Tampa to take on his Buccaneers back in the day.
Okay, well, tell us about what you do.
Sure, Captain. I help out people every day in the financial world, in the insurance world, and in the veterans benefit world. I can be of help to you if you give me the opportunity. My name's Patrick Hyland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. If you give me a call and get a pen and paper handy, I'll give the number to you one more time. I'll get you a book called Mission 1 Million. When you get this book, I want you to read it. There's about at least a half a dozen things in there, at least, that will help you on the road to financial freedom and get you to spend money properly, not waste money, and save money, as well as get the right products for retirement and for your health benefits out there and your veterans benefits. Again, my name is Patrick Hyland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. I'm here to help. I've helped out over hundreds of veterans. I've helped out over thousands of civilians with everyday business situations and business owners out there, too. I've helped them out to make sure they're taking care of themselves and their employees to be safe and sound and save money there also. So I have a wide range of knowledge, a wide range of partners out here, Captain. Been doing it for over 30 years, and I can be of help to people.
That's kind of difficult when you're only 29 years old.
Oh, boy, I wish, Captain.
All right, I got to let you go. Here comes the music. We'll talk to you on
brother.
Friday. Unless I see you tomorrow. Will you be here on Tuesday?
Maybe. Waiting on if I have to meet
okay.
for lunch, Captain. Thanks.
All right. Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback. Again, check him out over there. Here's the insurance quarterback, 813-966-1052. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for our beach and boating forecast for all of the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay. And for all you people up there in the Northland, come on down, try a Freedom Boat Club boat, because this segment's brought to you by Freedom Boat Club. By the way, for today, Monday, we'll have some scattered afternoon thunderstorms pretty much after 2 p.m. We'll have a sea breeze during the course of the day. And during the storms, we might have a little bit of a gusty wind. Depends on where the storms are. Now, winds start out at the east and turn around to the north later. 5 to 10 miles an hour, a little bit stronger in the thunderstorms. Might see a 15 or 20 mile an hour gust. And seas with a light chop today, for the most part, will be 1 to 2 feet. The Gulf water temperature, 88 degrees. The Bay water temperature, 86 degrees. We had our low tide. We're having our low tide at 5:03 a.m. Our high tide happened at 2:29 a.m. So low tide has already been here at 5:03, and high tide already has been here at 2:29 a.m. Now, The numbers at the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an amazing story. Years ago, 3 years ago, when they first started with us, they had 100 boats in 10 locations. Now they've grown to 24 locations, two more on the way, over 400 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization right here in Tampa Bay. Now, Freedom Boat Club has 185 locations all across the country, plus three in Canada, plus two in France, Parlez-vous Francais? And the Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay, currently with their 24 ports, will be adding two more soon. But here's the deal. Right now, you can get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee, plus if you're active duty military, a veteran, or a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you have to do is pay the balance due, and guess what? After that, it's a monthly fee. Simple as pie. Now, your membership will also give you reciprocity at all of the Freedom Boat Club locations all across the country, as well as in Canada. So check them out online, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, and don't forget to give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you even more money along the line. All right. Good morning, Ian. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know how Trump's been criticizing the squad, the so-called squad, and
of course,
dummies, and
of course,
all these other people of color, mm-hmm. you know, politicians.
Yeah.
I tell you what's really sinister here, and I really haven't heard anybody talk about it, and I'm not blaming Trump. He's stirring the pot, but he's stirring the pot honestly because it's honest criticism of these politicians. You know, there's basically, if you listen to some of the Democrat line, is you're not allowed to criticize so-called people of color. I don't even like that term, people of color. That's leftist speak. But so in other words, we're going to have all politicians that are people of color, quote unquote, and they're going to be immune from criticism. In other words, we can't criticize our politician. Look. You're talking to a guy that thinks all politicians on both sides of the aisles are basically just this side of scumbags. And when you say I can't criticize them, boy, that's a recipe for revolution, okay? This is where these Democrats and commies are going.
That's right.
They're going to put up so-called minority people. There'll be some kind of minority. There'll be gay, lesbian, transgender,
of course,
whatever, jester of the trans, of the illegal aliens, of they just landed from Mars. They'll have all kinds of terms to razzle-dazzle and confuse people so they can hide behind it so we can't criticize them. Don't buy this nonsense. Look, you get elected to office, that comes with the territory, bud, okay? You can't take the criticism, then guess what? You don't get out and ride point. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks, Ian. I appreciate that. And, folks, I'm going to give you an update right now because the update's there to give you on the Gilroy, California shooting. We'll go back to something that just came from the police chief here. Let me see. Here we go. Let's get this out there.
The officers that engaged the suspect, obviously we have a protocol that we need to deal with for that. So Santa Clara County has a protocol on dealing with officer-involved shootings. So that's just another layer of complexity with the shooting that we're investigating from the suspect. We put out a call for assistance. We had many, many officers in the park at the time that this occurred, as we do any day during a festival, which accounts for the very, very quick response time. When we put out the call for help, we've gotten help from agencies all across Santa Clara County and Monterey County. And I can't thank those agencies enough. They came from, you know, pretty good distances away to be here to help support and provide assistance with our investigation in dealing with the chaos of the scene at the time that it occurred. We have set up some things, a reunification because, you know, in the panic, people go out different ways than they came in, and families got separated. And so we have this area at Gavilan College in Gilroy set up as a reunification area to try to reunite families that got separated. We also have a phone number for families to be able to call, and we have people staffing those phone numbers to work on the reunification process. That phone number is area code 408-846-0584. We also are asking for any witnesses, because there was quite a number of people in the park. Anybody that witnessed this incident, that can tell us anything, that took any photographs, that perhaps videotaped anything that might be relevant to this investigation, to please contact us. And we set up a special phone number for witnesses as well. And that phone number is 408-846-0583. And that's about what I know at this point in time.
All right. Well, that's the police chief in Gilroy. His name is Scott Smithy, and we've been talking about this practically all night long for the simple reason that I've not only got, well, I'm a brother of the badge, okay, so I have ways of finding out things. And ever since I found out about this, I obviously was on the telephone and also communicating via Facebook via some people who actually had people, friends of theirs, who were in harm's way, and one friend did not hear from the other one. So in the course of checking on them, we found out that this person lived directly across the street from where the park was, and there you go. So consequently, we had a first-hand report of what was going on early on, in the going. And, that's just the way it works sometimes. Sometimes you get, fortunate and lucky, in a circumstance like that from a news standpoint. And we want to do it accurately. Now, I will tell you that you're going to hear all kinds of things during the day about this shooter. We already know that this is some sort of terrorist-related incident. Now, whether or not it's anything other than what I'm about to tell you, a domestic terrorist incident or not, we don't know. But we do know that this is definitely terror-related in the sense that somebody shows up, cuts through a fence, may or may not have an accomplishment, dressed in some sort of fatigue camouflage pants, possibly a camo shirt, sneaks in through a fence, comes in through a wooded area, and opens up fire on a bunch of people. Well, you know, that's not your average run-of-the-mill candy bar, if you will. And we'll find out more about this during the course of the day. My thoughts go out to the first responders, because we had a three-year-old child that was killed in all of this, and that really affects you as a first responder when you run into that. It really does. And a lot of these guys will never be the same after having to deal with this and seeing a three-year-old literally dead because of a gunshot with some wacko weirdo or terrorist, whatever the case may be, went after him. Now, we'll find out about that during the course of the day. And when we come back tonight, we'll have a lot more facts and detail. But thanks for listening. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce. Don't forget to check out my friends down there at Dominic's in Sarasota, 941-922-2345. Tell them the Captain sent you. I'll see you all tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.